So continuing in the Tomer Dvora, in Perek Tishii, Tomer Dvora says that another midah of Malchut, which is of the utmost importance in Avodat Hashem, is Yir'at Hashem. And he stresses that the main Yir'ah, the fear of Hashem, that is desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yir'at HaRomemut, fearing Hashem HaNichbad VeHanora, not fearing Hashem because of punishment or anything like that. He calls it Yir'at HaChitzonim. Although I must say on a separate note that in all the Sfarim, it tells us that really Yir'at HaOnesh is very necessary in order for us to get to Yir'at HaOmemut. Nobody can, think that he can achieve the midah of Yir'at HaOmemut, thank you, without first using the ladder of Yir'at HaOnesh, to fear Hashem, because there are consequences. But the ultimate goal is Yir'at HaOmemut. So I would say that what the Tomer Dvora meant, that it's Yir'at HaChitzonim, that's when a person feels that that's where he's going to stay. He's satisfied with Yir'at HaOnesh. That's when it becomes Yir'at HaChitzonim. But if it's used as a stepping stool to get to Yir'at HaOmemut, it's very important, and that's the way it should be. And there's a lot to talk about that, to prove that, but I just wanted to say that as a side note. Now, we're up to the words, Omnam ha-yir'ah ha-ikarit le-yir'ah et Hashem. The real yir'ah is to fear Hashem, ha-nichbad ve-anora. Now, some girsaot, like such as in this one, it says, ve-hu shi-yachshov bi-shlosha dvarim. But it seems to be an error in the tfus. It should say, ve-hu shi-yachshov bi-arba'a dvarim, right? Because we're going to see four things. So it... He's going to give us four things, huh? Four, right? He's going to give us four things to think about in order to achieve Yir'at Hashem, true Yir'at Hashem. Harishon, the first one. Lihyot gedulato shel yotzer hakol al kol nimtza. Number one, to contemplate the fact that the greatness of the Creator is greater than any being in this world. Hashem is the superior to everyone and to everything in this world. How does that bring me to Yir'at Shamayim? V'arei ha'adam yare min ha'ari, min ha'dov. A person is scared from a lion, from a bear, min ha'anas, from a robber, min ha'esh, fire, min ha'mapolet, from an avalanche. Ve'elu hem shluchim ktanim. All these things that put tremendous fear in the hearts of people are things that are small messengers from Hashem, shluchim from Hashem. Ve'lama lo yira min ha'melech ha'gadol ve'yye pachdo al panav migdulato. So how can a person not fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has all this at his disposal? V'yomar, he'ach yecheta ha'adam hanivze le'adon rav kaze. How can a lowly creature, a lowly person, that's us, how can he sin to the great master? V'hare ilu haya ari ve'dov yochleu. If we would only sin to the lion or to the bear, they would eat us up. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu sovel elbon. Mipene ze lo yir'a mipachdo ugdulato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sovel elbon. If you remember, one of the first things that we spoke about in Tomer Dvora, that Hashem is tolerant. He tolerates insult. So just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerates us, and he doesn't eat us up, so that should cause that we should not fear Hashem. Adaba, kol sheken, kol sheken. That should bring even more yir'ah of the greatness of Hashem. It's the first thought to think of. We're just reading. but these are words that we should review in our mind throughout the day. Hasheni, second thought. Ka'asher yedame hashgachato tamid. So the first thought was gedulato, Hashem's greatness, superiority. The second here is hashgachato, His surveillance. The fact that Hashem is mashgiach constantly, is watching. V'harei ha'eved yareh merabo tamid bihiyoto lefanav. Isn't a servant fearful of his master when his master is present? When he knows his master is present, he's very careful. To translate that into our times, let's say an employee, if the employer is in the same room, the employee is nervous, he's careful, he watches his step, he doesn't want to lose his job, right? So, ha'eved yare merabo tamid biyoto lefanav. When the one who is above you is in front of you, you have a yira'ah from him, you fear him. Ve'ha'adam tamid lifnei ha'boreh. A human being, Adam, is constantly in the presence of the Borei Yitbarach. Ve'eno pekuchal kol derachav. And Hashem's eye is open and watching all the ways of a person. Yira ve'yivchad. He'ach yir'enu mevatel mitzvotav. So a person should gain a yira'ah. I don't want Hashem to see me being lax in his mitzvot, coming up short in his mitzvot. So the second thought that is to bring yira'ah, that is hashgachato yitbarach. That's why David HaMelech says, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I place Hashem before me constantly. And if you look in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the cause for yira'ah, for fear of Hashem. The Rama brings down the words of the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, that when a person realizes that Hashem is watching him, it brings a yira'at Hashem into his heart. Da'am alema'ala mimach, ayin ro'ah, ozen shoma'at, chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim. And so that brings yira'at shamayim, the hashgacha of Hashem, to remember that Hashem is watching. Hashlishi, the third thought, heyoto shoresh kol ha'neshamot. The fact that Hashem is the origin, he's the root, he's the source of all the neshamot in the world, of all the souls. He's the neshama of all the neshamot. Where does our neshama come from? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So he is the shoresh of all the neshamot. Vekulan mushrashot besfirotav. All the neshamot are rooted in the sfirot HaKadoshot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when a person sins, he's bringing a defect into the Hechal HaMelech, into the chamber of the king. Because Hashem is the source of all the neshamot. Through the emanations that Hashem brought out, which is the Sefirot. So our neshamot come from the Sefirot HaKdoshot, which are emanations from Hashem himself. So when a person is chote, when a person sins, the effect is not only here down below on planet Earth. The effect goes all the way into those particular sefirot that he caused a pegam. That's what he calls here hechal. Hechal ha-melech, hechalo. Ve'achote pogem hechalo. The one who sins is bringing a defect to the hechal, so to speak, to the hechal of Hashem. Ve'lama lo yira. How can a person not fear? He'ach yehye hechal ha'melech meluchlach mima'asav ha'ra'im. How can I cause with my bad actions, with my deeds, how can I cause lichluch? How can I cause the hechal ha'melech to become dirty, to become defected? So when we know that we are not just an entity by ourselves, we come from Hashem. We are, our neshama is a chelek elokam imal, and whatever we do has an effect up above in the shoresh ha'elyon of our neshama. So we're causing a defect in those holy worlds that come from Hashem. That brings yirat shamayim as well. Again, each one of these are headlines to hours and hours of contemplation, of meditation. Harevi'i, the fourth one, yir'e shepegam ma'asav hem dochim shechina milemala. If a person thinks about the fact that his ma'asim pegumim, that one's defected ma'asim push away the shechina upwards. V'yira he'ach yigrom hara'a ha'gedola hazot. So a person should fear this. How can he cause such a ra'a gedola lehafrid cheshek ha'melech min ha'malka, to cause a separation between the king and the queen? As we mentioned maybe a few times, that the whole idea of Avodat Hashem is to bring about a yichud between the Sefirot HaKdoshot, which is what this Sefer is built upon. A yichud between Ze'er Anpin ve'Nukbe. Malchut is the Nukbe, the Ze'er Anpin is the Nekeva of the Sefirot that are before that, of Tiferet. Right? Remember we spoke about the yichud, the unity of Tiferet and Malchut. Malchut is synonymous with Shekhinah. A person through his averot causes a severance, a separation between the Malchut and Tiferet, which means between the Shekhinah and Kudsha Baruch Hu and Tiferet. So that's as if the Tiferet, which is Kudsha Baruch Hu, he is desirous to be together with his queen, with the Malkah, with the Shekhinah. And here comes your avera and causes a separation between them. How can I cause that separation? That should bring a yir'ah to the heart of a Jew. V'hayir'ah shi'kayotze bazeh, this type of yir'ah, a fear of heaven, hi yir'ah ha'miyasheret ha'adam el tikun ha'midah hazo v'hu davek ba. He thereby causes a tikun to the malchut. When a person fears Hashem, when he works on Yirat Shamayim with these four thoughts that we just mentioned, and especially with the final one, then he brings about a tikkun to the Midah of Malchut. He brings about the yichud of Kudsha Baruch Hu Ushchinteh, of Tiferet, together with Malchut.